It hit a couple homes out there. Those are completely destroyed. North of Urbana, those are destroyed. So we have two families without homes out there. And then we had a couple touchdowns. I believe there's one for sure for the home south of Valley City. I don't know about the other one, if it hit any homes, but we only have confirmation of the one south of Valley City. So we for sure know that two tornadoes destroyed five homes for sure. Two are completely destroyed south of Valley City. One is unlivable, so basically destroyed, but it's still standing. It's very weird pulling into that yard. It looks like the movie Twister. At the end of Twister, when those people come out of their storm cellar and the house is standing, but everything else is gone, that's what it looked like. So it was a very eerie feeling on Saturday driving around looking at everything. The National Weather Service hasn't issued any final reports yet. They did come on Saturday morning, and I took him out, and we went out in the western part of the county, and then we came back and went south of Valley City. When we pulled up to the western part of the county and he saw poles snap, he goes, yep, that was a tornado. I was like, good thing you know what you're doing, because I didn't. Just looking at him, it looks like wind just snapped them to me, you know. But it sounds like three for sure. Like I said, I haven't gotten any final. They said it could take days. Preliminary EF2 south of Valley City and preliminary EF3 in western Barnes.
Well, that would be the second EF3 that we've had reported to us, because the tornado in Enderland was an EF3 as well. Jessica, I thought I had seen something on social media yesterday. Was there a fatality in Wimbledon?
In Stutsman County, in Courtney, I guess.
In
there
Courtney,
was some,
okay.
Yep, they found a 76-year-old man in Courtney on Saturday that they believe was to do with the storm also.
That was a victim. That was a victim of the storm.
Yep. But okay, I don't know anything beyond what's out on the news.
Sometimes when it's on social media, you don't know exactly. And I had heard Wimbledon, so that obviously sums it up. But that would be a fourth fatality along with the three that were in Enderland. I know, Jessica, I saw this yesterday. I mean, every truck that's out there is doing something right now. I mean, it's a nonstop fleet of trucks trying to clean up debris and things like that. What's the cleanup like? I'm sure you coordinate a little bit with some of the Barnes County staff that are trying to move things around. Are there some challenges right now? Are there some things that they're unable to do? Or do you feel like it's just going to be the cleanup that they've got and it's just going to happen?
I believe it's just going to be what they got. On Saturday, at all those homes that got destroyed, there was people. They had people that showed up like armies out there cleaning up and getting things done. City of Valley City has been doing a very good job cleaning up the city of Valley City. And then also there's some towns, small towns, their people are just jumping in and helping. Everybody around the county is doing an awesome job. So I haven't gotten any specific requests for anything. Nobody's really reported to me if they've needed major help. I know power has been starting to come back on for a lot of our communities, which is good news, but everybody's just been doing a very good job cleaning up. Barnes County, nice. North Dakota, nice. Barnes County, nice. We've had a lot of people helping each other.
Doug Goring just started talking about this yesterday, the Ag Commissioner. We talk about property damage, we talk about homes and trees and debris, but I guess the next thing, the farm community out there with the damage they took to their grain handling systems, bins and things like that, some of that's got to be going on around the county as well.
There's a lot of grain bins down. My own personal family has grain bins down. There's a lot of farmers that are starting to reseed fields. You know, they can still be seeding beans. It's a mess out there. I mean, there's a lot of fields. They say it almost looks like it just sucked some of the stuff right out of the ground. There's a few bins down in, like, my hometown area. And I know up in Steele County, too, there's some damage, too. There's a lot of farms with issues, too. It's not just homes. It's mostly grain bins and shops, you know, like those kinds of things.
You mentioned, too, during the news conference on Monday that people can reach out to the American Red Cross. How can they go about that?
They can reach out to the Red Cross directly if they'd like, or if they want to talk to someone local, they can contact me at my office, and I can get the Red Cross in touch with them rather than waiting on, you know, a 1-800 mm-hmm. number.
Mm-hmm.
So they can contact the Emergency Management Office at 701-845-8188. I can get their name, number, all the information I need, and then I send that on to Red Cross, and then the Red Cross will be in touch with them.
Nice to have that local contact getting us squared away for people that need that help from the Red Cross.
You know, there's people that don't want to sit on the phone for a long time to wait to get transferred around. So I think it's just easier if they just, you know, they can call me and I can get them in contact because I have a direct contact in Fargo. So.
Okay. All right, Jessica. Thank you very much. Anything else to report that we forgot to ask?
Definitely want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Enderlin and also now Stutzman County to those families that lost their loved ones. And then also just to all the people with damage. If they need anything, definitely reach out to the emergency management office. I'm not able to cover every single spot in the county, but if you need me to come out and look at something, just give me a call and I can head out there. Also, there's that Health and Human Service Disaster Distress Hotline I'll mention.
Mm-hmm.
If you are needing someone to talk to, disaster doesn't just take a toll on the people that were in it. It also takes a toll on, like, the first responders. Anybody that was involved may not be directly impacted, but they can call this number. That is 1-800-985-5990.
Jessica Jenrich, the Barnes County Emergency Manager, and as she said, she's the Barnes County Emergency Manager, but if you are seeking assistance, reach out to your emergency manager in a respective county, whether it's Steele or Stutzman or Griggs or Ransom, Cass. I mean, we've got a lot of surrounding counties that have damage.